Welcome to Kids for Truth Devotionals for April 27th. God is the Good Shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Psalm 23, 1-3. 450 sheep jumped to their deaths in Istanbul, Turkey. First one sheep jumped to its death, then stunned Turkish shepherds who had left the herds to graze while they had breakfast watched as nearly 1,500 others followed, each leaping off the same cliff, Turkish news media reported. In the end, 450 dead animals lay on top of one another in a billowy white pile. Those who jumped later were saved as the great pile got higher and their falls more cushioned. Wow, what a story. It's amazing to think that these sheep would be so dumb that they would jump off a cliff to their deaths. Now, before you say too many things about the sheep, though, remember what Isaiah 53:6 says. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. What a humiliating thought it is to remember that we are spiritually what those sheep were physically. It sure makes perfect sense that we would need a good guiding shepherd. Remember this, we are the sheep, and God is the good shepherd. Psalm 23 says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." The shepherds of the cliff-jumping sheep in the news story had left their flocks in order to take a breakfast break. In other words, they were busy feeding themselves instead of watching over the sheep that were in their care. Is God that kind of a shepherd? No. He laid down his life for his sheep. The Lord who is our shepherd never leaves or forsakes his sheep. We may stumble and fall as we travel from pasture to pasture, but our shepherd is always there to help us, to clean us up, to lead us along. Maybe you have sung the hymn that goes like this, "In shady green pastures, so rich and so sweet, God leads his dear children along." A shepherd protects and provides for his sheep. A good shepherd leads sheep to where the grass is green and where the clear water is flowing. He makes sure they are well taken care of. God is our shepherd and supplies the spiritual food that satisfies and nourishes our souls. Are you being satisfied with the spiritual food of God's Word? Are you being led by the Good Shepherd? Stay away from spiritual cliffs. Don't destroy yourself by straying and wandering from the care and guidance of the Good Shepherd. Rebellion against God's shepherding leads to spiritual death and defeat. Remember, we are the sheep. God is the good shepherd. Cling near the shepherd's side. Spend time listening to his voice and follow his leadership. If you do, you will be protected and safe. You will be provided for and satisfied. And you will enjoy the fellowship that is only possible in the presence of the Lord. God is the good shepherd. His sheep know his voice and follow him. Am I tempted sometimes to go do my own thing, even if it goes against God's leading? How should trusting in God's direction and provision help me fight against temptations to sin against him? What can I do to help other sheep who are heading off on their own self-destructive way? This has been Kids for Truth Devotionals for April 27th.